I am the wholeness, the ananda, that I seek. But because the mind seeks it in the world, it actually is seeking myself in the world because of ignorance, self-ignorance. The mind produces emotions, reactions, always in reference to the wholeness I'm seeking. These emotions, reactions, can be painful. Stresses in the mind create worry, anxiety, hurt, despair. All of these words are labeling a mind that is afraid in one form or another of not being whole, of losing wholeness, of being estranged from ananda. These emotions that take place in the mind grab the attention of the mind. Creating further emotions and worries and concerns. Once I realize I am the ananda that I seek, the mind gradually gives up this habitual seeking for myself in the world and suffering. The anxieties and emotions produced by that. The mind settles down, stays home, reveling in the source of ananda, my very being. And having its attachment there, the mind's attachment is to ananda itself. The sense of estrangement, of separation, is no longer there. And Swamiji went to one of Ramana's disciples shortly after Ramana had passed away. Swamiji is young. He asked Ramana's disciple, "How can I gain ananda? What can I do to gain ananda?" And Ramana's disciple said, "You just don't do anything. Don't do anything." He was a man of few words, Swamiji would say. "Don't do anything" means there's nothing to do to gain ananda. The very act of doing betrays ignorance. You are the ananda you seek. Mind relax by realizing that truth. That is the solution to this problem. Ultimately, the mind relaxes and stops producing painful emotions. Because it's satisfied its need to be whole. To be complete, having found the source. To be my very self. I am what I seek. And